Jackie, I think it's best that I be straight with you. I'm just not happy any longer, and I'm leaving you. For Stanley, hey!
Turn the channel, this is just too depressing. Can't take it. What a dog! After she bailed him out of jail, put his behind through schooling, he just gonna leave her for a man? That's wrong. That ain't right.
Tommy, give me my chance.
One, two, three!
You all right? What happened?
I sprayed my hand playing ball, Gina.
Oh, Martin, let me see it, all right? Let me see it.
All right, Martin. Gina, just be careful. It hurts.
Hey, baby,
hurts,
wait.
Stop your whining, will ya? I can't hear the TV.
Well, whatever you're watching, please turn it off. I hate to see a grown man cry.
Baby, your ankle is really swollen, baby. I want to take you to a doctor.
No, Gina. I ain't trying to go to no doctor. Just take me to Mom's house, and she'll hook me up with one of them home remedies,
no.
And I'll be straight.
No, Martin. I don't think you should walk on that, man.
I'm not. You gonna carry me, Scoopy?
You think maybe she could hook you up with a facelift?
No, but she can lift that tartar off your teeth.
Martin, I told you about showboating and showing off. How did you do this to yourself?
Gina, baby, I was flying through the air like Michael Jordan, right? I did one of them reverse slam dunks, boom. Came down and landed on my ankle all wrong, Gina.
Then he woke up from his dream. The man was running down the court, tripped on his shoelaces. That's how he twisted his ankle.
You know what? It's a good thing Shorty didn't have too far to fall. He really could have gotten hurt.
Good thing it wasn't you, Pam. You know, when horses hurt a leg, they take them out in the pasture and let off a few rounds.
So bad.
Come on, please, right, stop. Guys, that's all that.
Oh, okay, 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 all right, all right.
On the basketball court. Yes, I do realize you'll knock my teeth out. I understand that. Miss Mama Payne, you're faded. You're faded. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm going through a tunnel.
What was that all about?
Martin's mother tripping as usual. She won't let him come home for a whole 24 hours.
You're lucky. Usually you have to pay an exterminator to get rid of pests.
Watch your mouth, Pam. That's my man you're talking about, and I'm gonna miss him for a whole day. Remember, we're newlyweds. We still have some honeymooning to do.
Don't make me throw up a lung.
Shut up!
Oh, Gina, why don't you come to the movies with me to take your mind off Batty Boy?
That sounds cool. What's playing?
Well, let's see. Dennis the Menace to Society is playing.
Nah, I heard that was whack.
Oh, Gina, look, the Love Jones Connection is doing a live show from Detroit.
Ooh, Pam, you should try out. Maybe you can finally find a man. I'm sorry, I slipped. Girl, I'm just playing.
You know that song by D'Angelo called Brown Sugar?
Uh-huh.
That was about me. So I know what all that running up and down is about.
Yeah, it was me, Brown Sugar, baby. I'm so sorry. Just find out what movie you want to see so we can get out of here.
Oh, okay, we can see Jurassic Trailer Park. I hear it's all that.
Cool. What time does it start?
Ooh, girl, in 15 minutes. We gotta go.
All right. Oh, girl.
Hurry up.
I haven't been to the movie
in a while. I hope it'll be good.
That's all right. Y'all don't have to feel sorry for me in my time of need.
All right, Shanae, what's the problem? Did press on nails go out of business?
You know I ain't right.
Wait, Pam, wait a minute. Shanae, what's wrong with you, girl?
Yeah, Shanana, you never let me get away with snapping on you.
Don't try to act like y'all care about me, because I damn sure don't care about y'all.
Boy, now, Shanana, we care. We care. Well, then, come on, tell us what's up. Come on.
Well, since y'all are so nosy, no. I'll tell you.
No.
My man LaFaz got back with his second baby's mother.
Gina, hello. We do not have time for this drama. Look, we can get to the real drama at the movie. We gotta go. I don't trust her anyway. It's a trick.
Down.
No, come on.
You are the trick. I be cracking myself up. I just be.
Something wrong with that girl.
Come on now.
Yeah, so work it out. We gotta go.
Oh, Shanae, don't cry, all right? Look. Oh, I got an idea. We was just talking about Love Jones' connection is coming to Detroit. Why don't you try out?
That's my favorite show. They be hooking you up with dates, money, everything.
Yeah, see, you should audition. All right, Gina, let's go. We gotta go. Peace.
Right. Yeah, I guess you're right. Because see, if LaFon see me on TV with another man, he'll come running back. Mm-hmm. And somebody may get shy. But he'll be back. He'll be back.
Look, Shanae, look, here's the address. Now, we got to go before we miss the beginning of Jurassic Trailer Park, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, you know that movie is so good? Okay. Especially the ending. When the dinosaurs come by and do a drive-by on everybody.
Shanae, why would you holler at
the movie? Gina, that's it. I had it with this girl.
Yes, I told the ending. So what are you gonna do? Punks jump up to get beat down.
All right,
then. Now, why are you gonna get this?
I'm Shanae Jenkins. Oh, it's like that, huh? Excuse me, but is this where you sign up for the Love Jones connection?
Do I look like I work here?
Yeah, but you look like you're about to get your ass kicked off. I am not the one, okay? So you better run, Tina Marie. I am not the one. Excuse me, but are you trying out for the Love Jones connection too?
Yes, I thought I would give it a try.
Oh, well, you better try a new dress.
You don't like it?
As a dress, no. But as a tablecloth, oh, it's dope.
I better go change.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Why don't you do that? I think the Salvation Army is still open. Yeah, I think it that way.
I'm Renee. What's your name?
Shanae, why?
Shanae, why? That's a funny name. My name's almost like that, except mine's with an R. Ooh, I guess I would be Renee.
With that shiny nose, they need to call you Rudolph.
Girl, is it really that bad?
Ooh, girl, it's worse. It looked like you powdered your nose with Armor All.
Take care of this. Thanks, Shanae Y.
Terry Hicks.
No.
Hey, Doris Rollins.
No.
Shanana.
Hold up, okay? The name is Shanae. You would want to get it right.
Well, I guess no other lady showed up.
Oh, they showed up. But they were tore up from the floor up, almost made me throw up.
Since you're the only one here, I guess you're on.
What? Me? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna be on the Love Jones connection. I gotta call the queen of them. Oh! Laquita!
Channel, we're gonna miss
Shanaynay. Shanaynay's cool, Jeannie, but this is much better, baby.
What the hell? Martin, I thought I told you to cancel the Playboy Channel.
I will after it goes off, Jeannie.
Damn, how'd she do that? Changing this channel. You ain't watching that no more, that's it.
Hey, oh,
hey, what's up?
Shanaynay on yet? I wanna see how her date went.
Nah, but y'all are right on time. Man, why do you gotta come over here and watch our TV all the time? Oh, my bad. You can't afford one, huh?
You are just so childish. Why don't you grow up? Oh, my bad. You can't.
Now, you see, Gina, I would let you keep her, but your Pam got to stay off the couch.
Okay. That's it.
Who's made more love connections than Will Chamberlain, DeAndre Simpson.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm DeAndre Simpson, and this is the Love Jones Connection. Now, our first sister says that she's very much a lady, and she says that she likes a brother that's down. She says if he disrespects her, though, she'll beat him like he stole something. Please welcome Shanaynay Jenkins.
I like to say what's up to Laquita and all my homies from around the way. Hi!
So, Shanaynay, tell us what you meant when you said that you like a brother that's down.
Well, I don't like those pretty boy types. I like a brother who ain't afraid to scratch his ass in public. I mean, if it is scratching, it's yours.
Well, the last time you were here, you picked someone to go out with, and we want to find out how that date went. So please welcome Valentino Watson.
Well, what's up, DeAndre? And how you doing, Shanaynay, with your fine self?
I'm cool. How you doing, Valentino?
I'm coolin', baby.
So, Valentino, tell us how the date got started.
Well, it went like this, DeAndre. First, I went over to her crib to pick her up, right? But before I got there, I got a little beef with this big-haired brother and his bald-head partner from across the hall. Yo, if I see you punks again, it's on.
Song.
What? That ain't funny. Who ain't calling bald-headed?
What's the matter, Tommy? Are you bald and blind?
Well, they call you big ears.
Yeah, well, he should have called me Bigfoot, because he gonna have a problem pulling my boot out of
me. Oh, please, he wouldn't waste his time fighting a little ant like you. He'd just spray you with Raid and call it a day.
You know what? You know, watch your mouth.
Get up,
hey,
get up.
Watch your mouth.
Get up.
Yo,
get up.
Hey, 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 look at the foot. You're gonna
put
your
baby on. Baby on. Get down.
So after the altercation with the big-eared brother, what happened?
Well, after that, I went over to Shanaynay's crib, right? Yo, let me just tell you this. It was mad hoochies in there all over the place. I thought I was at Luke's house.
Shanaynay, you knew you were going out on a date. Why'd you have all those hoochies at your crib?
Well, brothers be tripping, DeAndre. So I had all my homegirls over in case he forgot I was a lady.
You know self-defense, right? Don't you know a little karate?
Well, look, I don't know karate, but I damn sure know crazy. Break her!
Well, Shanaynay, what did you think of Valentino when you first saw him?
Well, I was cool about mine, but on the inside, I was saying, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look at this fine, dark chocolate, black...
Well, hold on now. Don't forget we're on network TV, so please watch your language.
Oh, my bad, my bad. I thought this was BET. You know, they be saying whatever they want all day.
So, Valentino, what did you think of Shanaynay when you first saw her?
Well, as soon as I saw her, I was like, where has she been my whole life, man? And when she turned around, it was love. I'm telling you. Oh, Shanaynay got the kind of ass that, the kind of ass you can shoot dice on. You know what I'm saying, DeAndre?
I know what you're talking about. My wife got a little junk in her trunk, too. But, Shanaynay, how do you get your backs like that?
Well, I be doing squats at the gym, you know. I like to stay cute in the face and thin in the way.
I heard that baby.
Don't even think about it, DeAndre. Don't even think about it, huh?
Okay. So you went out on a date. Where'd you go first?
Well, first we went over to meet some of her neighbors.
And what did you think of them?
I mean, they were all right, but this girl across the hall had the biggest head of all time. Just big Lou Rawls head. I mean, it was ahead of its time. It was heading this way. I feel sorry for her turtlenecks. I mean, I'm still having nightmares about this girl's head. I just go to bed like, oh, head, head, head.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He went to your head on national TV. I'm sorry for her turtleneck.
Funny.
Yeah? And that's two beatings you got coming to you, Valentino.
Oh, yeah, boy! Uh-huh. I ain't that thing.
Well, that big head sister sounds pretty scary.
Well, that's nothing. Her girlfriend's breath smell like a bag of armpits.
What? I can't believe he said that.
Believe it. It's like that.
Hey. Well, so far, it sounds like everything was all to the good.
Well, everything was lovely until he took me to that cheap restaurant. I mean, he didn't even have class enough to take me inside. He took me through the drive-thru, y'all.
So what's up with the cheap restaurant, Valentino?
I don't know why she's complaining. I mean, I told her she could supersize it.
I can supersize what?
Supersize.
You better watch your back.
You know you ain't used to no supersize.
You better watch your back.
You know you ain't used to that.
We love it when it gets heated. That keeps the ratings up. Y'all go ahead.
So we're chilling in the parking lot, right? Getting our supersized groove on. That's when I noticed Shanaynay was staring at her brother. That's right, all in here.
Hold up, okay? Only reason I was staring at you is because you have food stuck in your teeth. That's the only reason.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but being the true Mac that I am, right? So I put my hand on her nizzy. Then right out of the blue, pow! She hit me. Shanaynay hit me. She lucky I ain't hit her back.
That's right, DeAndre. I checked that chin. Because I told you, I'm a lady. And you don't disrespect no lady.
I can't believe how ugly this guy. What happened next?
Well, we rolled back to her crib, right, to watch a little deaf comedy jam, right? You know, I didn't want to go, but I felt sorry for her, and I went anyway.
Hold up. What you mean you felt sorry for me? I felt sorry for you because your jaw was on swell.
Hey, take it from me, Valentino. If I were you, I would stay low before you catch a halo. Just tell me how this date ended.
Well, I saw that it was about 2 a.m, right? So I told her I was getting ready to leave. That's when she started begging her brother to stay. I ain't lying.
That's because you were so bored. I was scared you would bore yourself to sleep while you were driving.
Oh, please.
And I didn't want that on my conscience.
Boy, obviously, there were no sparks flying here, so let's just find out who our audience picked. Well, looks like they picked Valentino. So if you two want to go out again, which I seriously doubt, we will pay for it.
Shoot, y'all should pay me for wasting my time.
I don't know why you tripping. You know you want to go back out with me.
Yeah, Shanaynay, stop tripping. Plus, we're going to give you $300 and a limo.
$300 and a limo?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't know about this. I got to think about it. Okay, Andre, I go.
Well, I'm telling you, this is very unusual. Looks like we've made a Love Jones connection, and no one got hurt. So, Valentino, come on out and say hello to Shanaynay.
Yeah, wait. That's how you got your chin checked last time.
Well, that's all for our show. I'm DeAndre Simpson. I'll see you when you pay your cable bill. God bless you. Peace.
Yes. Come on, Shanae. Nene, let's split up this prize money so I can get out of here.
All right. Be patient, uh-huh. Here.
That's only $5, Shanae. We supposed to split up half of 300. I can count, okay?
That's what you get for clowning my friends on national TV. You don't know them like that.
$5, Shanae? I can't buy nothing for $5, Shanae.
No, but you could get a one-way ticket to get the hell out of my Faceville. Now, poof, pow, be gone.
Shanae, can I get my money? $5, I can't even buy dinner. What am I supposed to do with $5?
I don't know. Supersize it.
Oh, girl, is it really that bad?
All start. Once again, same place. And 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, girl, is it really that bad?
Is my line now? Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you got two.
Shut up. I'm allowed one.
Breathe. You have to breathe.
It wasn't you, Pam, because I'd have to reorder a new horse trough to feed you.
Oh, I wish y'all would record this.
Got y'all.